This is Top Shelf, the KIGHL podcast, our 64th episode. I'm Mark Berry. This week on Top Shelf, Grady Sterling-Ponick of the Princeton Posse had a three-assist night in Game 7, helping his team get to the conference finals. Emmanuel Sequeira talks with him about the series and what to expect from Revelstoke. How about the play of Beaver Valley Nighthawks Connor Stojan in the postseason? He'll join Emmanuel later in the podcast. But first, big, big news this morning. The Kootenay International Junior Hockey League announced that the Summerland Steam franchise has been sold and relocated to Williams Lake, where they'll be known as the Mustangs. The sale and move was approved unanimously by the KIGHL Board of Governors and will take effect immediately. With the addition of the Mustangs, the KIGHL geographic footprint expands nearly 100 kilometers to the northwest and adds a natural rival for the Caribou's existing team, the 100 Mile House Wranglers. The Mustangs will play out of the 1,100-seat Caribou Memorial Recreation Center, with renovations planned prior to the 24-25 season to enhance team spaces, including the dressing rooms, team offices, and broadcast area. Tyrell Lucas will serve as the team's first head coach and general manager. The Williams Lake minor hockey product enjoyed a successful junior hockey career, playing in the KIGHL, BCHL, and WHL, as well as at the University of Calgary, before he played professionally for 4 years in the Central Hockey League. On a personal note, I do feel for the fans of the Steam. The organization has been a part of Summerland for 13 years. Now, I do have a distant connection to the Williams Lake Mustangs. As a young man, I worked in the Caribou, and in the 1982-83 season, the Mustangs won the Peace Caribou Junior Hockey League Championship, and I was their arena announcer. I was terrible. I was not very good, but what a season. They had players like Craig Berube, who averaged a point per game with the Mustangs. Their captain was local Dave Johnston, and they had a forward that was just silky smooth with the puck, Dan Latton. Williams Lake is a jewel in the Caribou. It's so pretty as you drive down Highway 97 and you can see the lake below in the community. It's so good to have Williams Lake as part of the KIGHL. It was also great that Donnie and Dolly picked up the story this morning on their Czech TV show. This is Top Shelf, the KIGHL podcast.
Here's Sterling Ponick, going to ring this one around. Morrow looking to feed Ward off the boards. Ward scores!
I'm speaking with Grady Sterling Ponick, defenseman for the Princeton Posse. Grady, welcome to Top Shelf, the KIGHL podcast.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Big win for the team, defeating the North Okanagan Knights in 7 games. Talk about what that series was like.
North Okanagan definitely made it pretty tough on us. I thought they did a good job being heavy, being physical. And ultimately, I think our team's like top-end skill and our depth overall took over and was able to help us win the series.
You guys got the early lead in that game and then were up 5-0, I believe it was, midway through the game. What do you think helped you guys make sure that you were ready to get off to the start that you wanted?
I mean, we have a lot of guys back this year who were with us for our long playoff run last year. So we do have lots of playoff experience. So we kind of know what it takes to a certain extent to win the big games and just be prepared.
And how do you feel that you've been playing for the team in the playoffs?
I think I've been doing a pretty good job. I'm kind of a guy that just likes to keep the game pretty simple. Don't do anything too crazy. Just kind of let the game come to me. So I think I've been doing a good job with that, just supporting my teammates as well.
How would you describe your role on the team and what the coaches and your teammates count on you for?
I'd say I'm usually a 5-on-5 guy. I play a decent amount of 5-on-5 minutes for the most part. I just like to be a solid defenseman that can be counted on in the D zone and to make a good first pass.
You returned to the team in a trade from the Weyburn Red Wings. What's it been like to be back with the Posse?
It's been awesome. I've been really glad to be back here. I'm back with my old Billa family from last year, so that's been awesome. And then just to be back with just a great group of guys. A bunch of the guys were back from last year, and then great bunch of new guys as well. So I'm really happy to be back.
Touch a bit on how the experience in the SJHL helped you as a player and maybe some of the areas that it's helping you now.
It's a faster league. So in terms of that, that helped me a lot, I think. And then in terms of the size in that league, I'd say it's a bigger league as well. So I definitely learned to take physicality pretty well and to deal with defending like bigger, faster players.
So what have you liked about the way that you've played for the team since coming back?
I think I've been pretty reliable since I've gotten back. I think I've been able to play in a lot of different situations and just to overall be a reliable presence on the back end.
Now the team gets ready to play the Rebel Silk Grizzlies in the Tech Cup's Okanagan-Shuswap Conference Final. What are you guys expecting that series to be like?
We know Revy's a really great team, so we played them last year. We kind of know what they bring in terms of physicality and just their overall never give up attitude. Like, seems like they're always in games. So we definitely know it's going to be a tough series, and we're feeling good.
That's Grady Sterling Ponick, defenseman for the Princeton Posse. Grady, thanks for joining us on Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
The quest for the Tech Cup continues. The conference finals start tonight with Fernie at Beaver Valley and Revelstoke at Princeton. You can catch the action on Flow Hockey. Both games are a 7 o'clock start. Revelstoke and Princeton met twice in the regular season, splitting the series, each team winning in the opposing barn. Beaver Valley and Fernie also split their head-to-head series one apiece, with both sides winning at home. Coming up next, Connor Stojan from the Beaver Valley Nighthawks.
Tillman still got it in behind there. Now a chance right out front. Stojan fights it off. Loose in behind. Stojan with another save. And finally, the net is knocked off as the Nighthawks scrambling to clear it away from the front of the net. Tillman's, Burt, Chad Bates, all with opportunities. Stojan with a couple of big saves to keep this one scoreless.
I'm speaking with Connor Stojan, goaltender for the Beaver Valley Nighthawks. Connor, welcome to Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Congrats on helping your team defeat the Grand Forks Border Bruins to advance in the Tech Cup playoffs. I imagine that must have felt pretty great.
Yeah, I mean, they're a tough team for us to go against. They got a lot of skill, a lot of grit. So it kind of tested our group a bit, but we rose to the occasion and we're feeling pretty good going into round three.
What's it like for the group to get another shot at playing for the Kootenai Conference final and potentially advancing to the Tech Cup Championship?
Going into this year, it was kind of the expectation that we'd be back here again. But, you know, obviously last year we didn't get the result we wanted. So I think we're better prepared. We have another year of experience under our belt. And I think we're ready to finally break through and make it to the Tech Cup Finals.
How do you feel that you played in the series against Grand Forks?
I felt really, really good all series. I felt confident. I thought I was able to kind of help weather the storm a bit and calm down the game for my team when things weren't going our way. And it was able to make them play a little more freely. And overall, I'm looking to just kind of keep that same level of play going into this third round.
Throughout the season, when I've been in touch with your coach and I've asked about you and stuff like that, like, he's always had glowing things to say about you. Over time, that I've kind of wondered is, like, what are the learning experiences that you gained from playing in the Kootenai Conference Final and helping take the team as far as you did that's helping you now?
You know, we got tested a lot last year playing in front of, you know, Kimberly is a famously hard place to play. And then this year playing in Grand Forks, that was another hard place to play. And Fernie's no different. I don't know exactly, but I know we have some of the most playoff experience out of any team in the league. And I think, you know, we're really going to have to rely on it heavily in this third round. And I mean, Jonesy's got how many rings under his belt and, you know, over 1,100 wins. Like, that guy's been there and done that more times than he can count. So as a group, we definitely rely on Jonesy's experience to help guide us through it, but we feel prepared for this third round.
You have really solid numbers in the postseason. You have 8 wins, 1.36 goals against average, and a .952 save percentage. You have 2 shutouts. A lot of that has to do with your teammates are playing in front of you. You need that support. But what have you liked about the way that you've played to help your team have success and to put up those kind of numbers?
You're right. Like, it's a team sport. Couldn't achieve those stats and, you know, where we are right now without good defensemen and good team play. But I feel good. Like, I feel like I'm getting out to the top of my crease and not giving the other team much to shoot at. And I mean, every game you got to make 2 or 3 big saves to help turn the momentum back into your favor. And I felt like I've been able to do that so far.
What do you think the series with Fernie is going to be like?
I think Fernie stylistically is going to be a similar series to Grand Forks. GF is either the biggest or second biggest team in the league, and Fernie is right there with them. They're another big team that's physical, that's really good in their own rink. They have a lot of skill, you know, Taylor Haggerty and Landon Hedges, Kyler Watson. They got a lot of good players over there, but we feel like we're a really deep team that can handle whatever they're going to throw at us. And it's going to be our depth that wins us the series. If we can have all four lines going, I don't think they'll be able to match the pace that we play at.
I'd like to come back to something when it comes to your play. Coming into this season, did you have areas of your game, or I'll call it your skills, that you were focused on improving this season to become a better goalie? And if so, what were those areas and did you accomplish that?
So I thought last year I got exposed a little bit with my depth and my rebound control. And that was a big focus for myself over the summer, was to play at a better depth more consistently and control my rebounds better. And I think if you look at the statistics this year, we're giving up less shots against. And I feel like a big part of that is because of the fact that I've improved my rebound control a lot over the summer. So it's nice to kind of see the hard work you put in the summer pay off. I mean, obviously, no one's perfect. And after this season, I'll kind of reevaluate my game and see where I can improve for next year.
You talk about depth. Can you kind of, I guess, explain in a way that people understand what you mean by that?
I use the term depth, but it's basically just staying, you know, with your heels on top of the crease to help cut down the angle for shooters. I'm not a tall goalie by any means. I'm on the smaller side, so you got to give yourself an advantage and challenge a little bit more to help cut away those angles. And when I do that, I feel like I take up more nets and it's harder for them to beat me.
What do you look forward to when it comes to the series against the Fernie Ghost Riders?
I'm excited for the Hawks Nest and Fernie's rink. It's going to be a lot of packed crowds. It's going to be a good atmosphere. And I believe these are the two best teams going at it. I'm really excited for some high-paced playoff hockey against Fernie.
That's Connor Stojan of the Beaver Valley Nighthawks. Connor, thanks for joining us on Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Our thanks this week to the KIJHL broadcasters, in particular, Dawson McFarlane and Ben Phillips. KIJHL Director of Communications, Emmanuel Sequeira, Beaver Valley Nighthawk, Connor Stojan, and Princeton Posse defenseman, Grady Sterling Ponick. We'd also like to recognize Next Shift Network and Flow Hockey, which brings our players closer to their families and friends back home. I'm Mark Berry. This is Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast. We're back in 7 days.